No, have a little listen to this.
Your hour has now come.
Yes.
You know, every man and woman in this country and in Ireland are behind you.
Yes.
Come on,
get it on.
Can you just keep this end up?
Can you get it on?
Put it down.
Put it down.
Lift it on.
By the time the existing record of 100 hours had been equaled, there were thousands in Ballymore to applaud the achievement.
For many, these have been exciting days. A Christmas spectacle some just can't quite understand, but for Tim's mother, Mrs. Marguerite Hayes, it's been a different proposition. What has it been like, Mrs. Hayes?
Well, it's been a terrible ordeal, and I have died 100 deaths since Timsy went down. But still, I'm very happy with the committee he's got, because they've looked after him wonderful. And I think they're marvellous, and there's great credit due to him.
And how do you feel about him tonight? Are you proud of him?
Oh, I'm very proud of him. Very proud of him. I think he's marvellous.
It took more than 20 minutes of hard, fast digging, though the Underground Endurance Test Committee claimed in an emergency it could be done in 8.
Marriage after... The Machain check na bali is some scale at each judge. Akasha Krebesha Kon just the skelter is Ashti.
He had something driving him, said that's where an oil were to be psychiatrist, something or what was driving him.
Scale either na shulta vial, Nurahua, McMini Findalov, Vishagira on Kuradanda of Ochent, Major Le Fanak Findalov.
Well, in her, what he sugar, the man who sponsored me? And for all the Irish here who helped me, and for my wife and family.
We'll play you a clip of that documentary featuring on TG Cahir tonight. And with me in the line to talk about this is Seamus Moriarty from Castle Cove. Seamus, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Listen, Seamus, you made me aware of this because you spent time working for Buttie Shukru in London many years ago. Is that right?
I did indeed, yes. I went to London in 1970, about mid-June, I would say. I'm not going to be too clear about that, but I was taken from Castle Cove with a friend of Buttie's, and he took me straight from Castle Cove to London to the Wellington pub in Shepherd's Bush. Buttie had a pub up in the Kilburn, Cricklewood area before that, but the pub I went to was the Wellington pub in Shepherd's Bush, straight from Castle Cove to there. And a job was arranged for me in the bar, and I stayed there for about 5 months because exam results that year were late coming out, so I stayed a bit longer, and it was the best 5 months of my life, I can tell you. Okay, for Buttie.
Why was it the best 5 months of your life?
Well, coming from Castle Cove, you know, which was a lovely place and still is, of course, but going to London was certainly diving in at the deep end in all aspects of life. And Buttie had a huge pub there. The Wellington pub was huge, and a lot of staff, of course, and very, very busy pub. And it was on Shepherd's Bush Green. So, you know, there was an acre of land outside the window, so I didn't feel too much lost, I suppose. And he was very, very good to me. And the reason this kind of came to the fore now at the moment is this... documentary tonight in TG Cahir. Now, I didn't see the McMeany thing, but I certainly heard enough about it. But I feel Killoglan, the reason I made the call to you was, I feel Killoglan are not remembering Buttie Shukru for the character that he was, because he was the most colourful character and so forth. So I feel that Killoglan should remember him more. There should be better memory.
A bit more should be done. Like, there was an incredible story. He was a total rogue. He was a showman. He was a genius for publicity. And he did the Ali fight in Dublin in 1972, which was an incredible achievement at the time. And this, you know, this stunt, the 61 days being buried, he knew how to turn that into publicity as well. So it's just one of the many aspects to the man. He was a circus performer, mm-hmm. a strong man. A boxer himself, it was just remarkable stuff, really, throughout his whole life.
And he mixed...
A larger-than-life character.
And he mixed very easily with all celebrities. I mean, when I was there, the first person I met on the Sunday that I arrived on Sunday after 2 o'clock, pub was supposed to be closed, but certain knock on the door took care of that. And the first man that I saw inside was Jack Doyle from Cove. And sadly, I had never heard of him.
The gorgeous Gael.
The gorgeous Gael. To this day, I remember my first reaction when I saw him. I said, here I am in London, 5 minutes, and I've met my first millionaire. Little did I think, afterwards, poor Jack was totally dependent on Butty, who was an extremely generous man to his friends and to people who weren't as lucky as him. Because I found out that as I walked in the pub, because I started off in the public bar, of course, and a lot of people would come into the public bar who would have issues with drink and whatever other substances they were on. But he was always very nice to them. But Jack Doyle was pacing around, and sure, he was an extraordinary character. But he was extremely nice to him, and Jack was... That was Butty. He was a very, very nice man. But my main thing is, nothing but to do with me, of course, is that I feel Killargan should. I really think Killargan should remember him because, I mean, they celebrate a goat on the 10th, 11th and 12th of August. You know.
So you think more needs to be done to commemorate or remember the man and where he came from. Okay, Seamus, we're out of time, but thanks so much for making it. It'll be an interesting documentary this evening, 9:30 on TG Cahir. We'll check it out. That heyday era of the late 60s and 70s in London. Butty Shukru, this is 4 years before he organised the Ali fight for Dublin as well. But Seamus, thanks so much for getting in touch with us on Radio Kerry and telling us that story.
Not at all, Jerry. Thank you for taking the call and raising the story of Butty. All right, then. Take care,
okay,
and thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks a million. There you go. That's Butty Shukru, man, who himself has been subject to several books and documentaries, both TV and radio and books as well, about his time and his exploits over the years.